This is Washington Watch Weekly, your voice in Washington, D.C. on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. And now here's the host of Washington Watch Weekly, Tony Perkins.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Washington Watch Radio. Family Research Council is accustomed to being in the news, but not necessarily in the headlines. This week, a gunman came into our building here in Washington intending to do harm, but he was stopped. The FBI has labeled it a case of domestic terrorism. I'll give you an update on the heroic efforts of our building operations manager who thwarted the attack. Let me assure you, the commitment to advancing faith, family, and freedom is stronger than ever. That will be evidenced by the hundreds of congregations around the country that will join the Family Research Council for I Pledge Sunday, a simulcast being held on Sunday night, September the 9th. Senator Rick Santorum is among those who will participate, and he'll join me here in just a moment. And later, Mitt Romney has shaken up the presidential race with his selection of Congressman Paul Ryan as his running mate. Tom McCluskey, Senior Vice President for FRC Action, will join me to discuss the pick. But first, let's go to Darren Miller for an FRC Capitol Hill news update. Darren?
Thanks, Tony. Following the events of this week here at the Family Research Council, the organization continues to move forward with its mission of advancing faith, family, and freedom. Several FRC staff members will be on hand for the Republican Platform Committee meetings in Tampa next week. FRC President Tony Perkins sits on the committee and will push for strong pro-life and pro-marriage planks in the platform. FRC's Connie Mackey has more.
This year, the Family Research Council Action will be at the Republican Convention as well as the Democrat Convention. Starting with the Republican Convention, we will be there for the platform work starting on August 19. We'll be there for the complete week, working and making sure that marriage, religious freedom, and life are well represented. So we have a full packed week. We try to, ultimately, the reason for being is to impact and make sure that the Republican platform reflects our values, which are faith, family, and freedom.
The ACLU suffered a major setback this week when a federal appeals court reversed the decision in American Civil Liberties Union of Florida, Incorporated, versus Dixie County, Florida. Last summer, a U.S. district judge ruled in favor of the ACLU and ordered Dixie County to remove the 6-ton granite monument of the Ten Commandments. This week's ruling reverses that decision and sends the case back down to the district court on standing. Here is FRC's Ken Klukowski.
The Court of Appeals sent back down to the lower court to hash out the contradictory factual claims of the plaintiff so that the court could determine whether or not he was anything more than an offended observer who did not like the fact that there was a display with religious message on public property in a place far removed from his own home. So this case is far from over, but it was a worthwhile victory, a good day for religious liberty, and our thanks to Liberty Counsel for pursuing this case in religious liberty.
The Family Research Council was pleased to announce the addition of the presumptive Republican vice presidential nominee, Congressman Paul Ryan, to the lineup at the 2012 Values Voter Summit. Congressman Ryan joins an already impressive list of speakers at the nation's leading gathering of conservatives, which will take place from September 14 through 16 in Washington, D.C. Tom McCluskey, Senior Vice President for FRC Action, had this to say about what we can expect.
We're excited about this year's summit, which looks to be as bigger than we've ever had before during this very important presidential year. There will be governors like Governor Jan Brewer from Arizona, as well as movie stars and representatives from Congress and great speakers that we have every year. It has been called over and over again the premier event, and this year it's more important than ever. Tickets are still available at valuesvotersummit.org. That's valuesvotersummit.org.
For Washington Watch Weekly, I'm Darren Miller. Back to you, Tony.
Well, thanks, Darren. I want to express my gratitude on behalf of the entire FRC family to those from literally around the world that have expressed their concern and support for our colleague and for the entire FRC team after the shooting that took place here at our headquarters on Wednesday. I was actually with Leo Johnson, who is our building's operation manager. He's been described as a security guard. That was kind of a secondary duty. He was not in uniform. He doesn't have a gun. And so he disarmed this man who came in with 50 rounds of ammunition and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches, obviously here to make a statement and to do serious harm. I was with him when he came out of surgery late Wednesday night, about midnight, and I communicated to him that his actions truly were heroic, and that folks not only here at the office, but literally around the world, were praying for him. And it'll take him a little time to recover, but he will be back with us soon, for which we're very grateful. I do want to say something. I also want to express my appreciation to the groups that oftentimes disagree with us on policy matters who also expressed outrage for this attack. But I would ask them to go a step further and join us in ending the type of reckless rhetoric that led to this shooting. Let me be clear that Floyd Corkins, the 28-year-old man who pulled the trigger, was responsible for the shooting. But Corkins was given a license to shoot an unarmed man by, I believe, groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, who have recklessly labeled organizations that they disagree with as hate groups. Now, a cornerstone of our nation's success is our First Amendment, the freedom of religion and the freedom of speech. If we lose those first freedoms, we lose our future. And I just want to say how proud I am of the FRC team and the extended FRC team of supporters and families. Yes, Leo is a hero, but so is each and every man and woman who passes through the doors of FRC each morning to defend faith, family, and freedom for Christians and families all across America. And let me assure you, as a supporter of the Family Research Council, we are not wavering or even wondering about our mission. We are committed to standing for faith, family, and freedom. Well, when we come back, Senator Rick Santorum will be joining us to talk about a special simulcast, I Pledge Sunday. In partnership with the American Family Association, the Family Research Council is teaming up to take a special Sunday night service to churches all across America. That's next on Washington Watch Radio.
Looking for an easy way to follow what FRC is up to? Then join nearly 35,000 others and like Family Research Council on Facebook. The page features the latest work of FRC's team of experts and will keep you up to date on all of our events. Our goal is to ensure that you're equipped with the information you need to make a difference. To like Family Research Council on Facebook, go to frc.org/Facebook. Again, that's frc.org/Facebook.
Welcome back to Washington Watch Weekly. I'm Tony Perkins. On September the 9th, thousands of congregations from across the country will join the Family Research Council and the American Family Association for a special Sunday night church service. It'll focus on the urgent issues facing America. It's called A Call to Faith, Family, and Freedom. In the 90 minutes or so, church members will be informed, equipped, and challenged to advance faith, family, and freedom in your local community. It's a I Pledge Sunday because we're calling you to pledge to do three things: to pray for our nation and for the elections, prepare by being registered to vote and registering a couple of your friends, and then participate by voting on November the 6th. Now, the program will feature some of America's leading political and conservative and religious leaders. One of those leaders is a man who really needs no introduction. He's Senator Rick Santorum, good friend of ours, former board member of FRC Action, and of course, former presidential candidate. And I'm happy to welcome Senator Santorum back to the show.
Well, thank you, Tony, and thank you for inviting me to participate in I Pledge Sunday. I'm looking forward to going down and speaking some truth in Charlotte, because the week before there'll be a lot of things going on, I guess, that are not necessarily you're going to be hearing the truth with respect to the Democratic National Convention down there. So we're going to put a punctuation mark on that and try to speak some truth, and hopefully people will get a sense after looking at the two conventions that there is a clear difference between the visions in this country as to what America will be in the future. And you're going to highlight that, and I'm looking forward to joining with you in that.
Well, there is a reason we're going to be in Charlotte. It is the week before the home or the dwelling place of the Democratic National Convention for that week at least. But it's also a key state, North Carolina, being the last state to vote for a marriage amendment back in May. And it's one of those critical, what we call, swing states. But beyond that, obviously, we're going to every state in the nation. We'll be a part of this simulcast. Why do you think, and I know you spent a good bit of time, over a year, on the campaign trail, why do you think it's important to mobilize Christians for this year's election?
Well, you know, this election, probably more than any in the history of our country, the issue of religious liberty is front and center. We have a president who has systematically, both from the standpoint of his conduct of international affairs, as well as things he has done in this country, in public policy, domestic policy in this country, to constrict religious liberty. This is a president who believes that the government is the one who can determine how you practice your faith in the public square and how you practice your faith in daily life. One of the real keys to me was early in this presidency, both President Obama and Secretary Clinton, Secretary of State, started changing the way they defend religious liberty around the world. Instead of talking about freedom of religion, they would use the term freedom of worship.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that, that freedom of worship is important, but worship is only one part of freedom of religion. What you do inside the church is not the only thing that makes up your religious beliefs, and it's your ability to practice and articulate those beliefs and live those beliefs is what makes religious liberty in this country so unique. And here we have a president who has taken now his foreign policy, which says, you know, we'll allow you to we'll promote what you can do within your church, but once you walk outside that church, you're mine. I can tell you what you have to believe. I'm going to force you to do things that are incongruent with your religious tenets and teachings. And it's not just Catholics. It's on a variety of different fronts, both in the education area as well in healthcare. You have a president who believes that religious liberty is not a value that can and should be promoted in this country. And if we lose that, you know, people talk about the economy being the most important thing. Oh, we had to focus on the economy. America is more than about money. It is about things that are far more important than that, and that is who you are and what you believe in and your relationship with your God. And we lose that, you can have all the money in the world and you'll have nothing.
Well, that, what I would call an attack on religious freedom, is trickling down in our country. It's not just isolated to the administration, but it's as if the president in his administration's indifference toward religious freedom is really created an open season all across this country. In fact, next week, down in Tampa, as the Republican National Committee begins its work on its platform, we'll be working with Liberty Institute, and we'll be releasing a study that shows this increased hostility toward religious freedom in this country. And I believe, Rick, in large part, it's driven by the policies of this administration.
Well, you look at what happened with the whole Chick-fil-A incident, and across this country, you see government officials, mayors of large cities, wanting to use the power of the government to force to drive out Dan Cathy and the folks at Chick-fil-A from their cities. I mean, you know, this is really unprecedented. And you're right; it creates an atmosphere that when the government now is saying you folks are so evil that we can deny you access to participate in business within our city, it leads to a lot of things that, are going to not just constrict religious liberty, but I think threaten a lot of other areas of our lives.
Well, I think as we witnessed this past week at the Family Research Council, clearly linked to that same atmosphere of hostility that's created by the public policies of an administration that's indifferent or hostile to religious freedom, and groups like, as I mentioned before you came on, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that recklessly throws around labels, giving people like this gunman who came into our building a license to take innocent life.
Well, it does it, again, when the government goes out and calls you for holding your religious tenets, and says that you are bigoted, that there's no place for you in our city. What message does that send? I mean, it's one thing, you know, to say, well, I disagree with them, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to go to their restaurant. It's another thing to say that that this rises to the level where the government finds it to be illicit and something that should be stopped, and that is where you send the wrong signal.
Mm. Well, let's take. I want to get your take on the current state of affairs in this election. As the Republicans go into their convention, I know you're going to be one of the convention speakers. Maybe you want to give us a little thought, a little highlight on what you might be talking about, a little preview. But where's the election currently stand today, you think?
Well, you know, as you know, Tony, it always comes down to about a dozen states, and you know, it's how those candidates do. And you know, Pennsylvania, Ohio, you know, Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, Florida, Colorado. You know the states. And and right now, I'd say, you know, we're looking at those polls, you know, we're probably a little bit behind, and that's disconcerting to me, given you know, how outrageous this administration has been as its assault on the American values, of everything from the values we just talked about to the values of a free enterprise and the value of limited government. And and you know, one of the things I'll talk about at the convention is what the president is doing with welfare and waiving a requirement that everybody in welfare is required to work. Those are the kinds of things that are, you know, antithetical to the American experience. It's not who we are as a country. And one of the, you know, what I hope comes out of this convention is that we see very clearly crystallized in the eyes of the American public the clear and stark differences between Barack Obama's America and the America that, well, frankly, we built in generations past that created the greatest country in the history of the world. And so if we can begin, and I think Paul Ryan's pick helped do that, begin to crystallize the differences to, you know, what kind of country you want to be in the future, not just what the economy is going to be in the next few months, not just what the deficit and spending is going to be, but what kind of who we are and what we are going to be. I'm hopeful if we can crystallize that, there's far more than 50% of Americans who see America as a country that believes in individual opportunity and believes in strong families and strong communities and faith and not government dependency and not government, you know, horrible debt and borrowing. Those are the things that hopefully will come out of these conventions and swing this race back in the other direction.
Well, I hope you're right, and I do believe you're right. And I want to thank you for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you down in Tampa. I know we've got a couple of events we'll be doing together down there. And then look forward to seeing you in Charlotte, North Carolina, on September the 9th for I Pledge Sunday.
Well, I hope everybody participates in I Pledge Sunday, and if you've got some pastors out there listening to us, please, we'd love to have you sign up, and we'd like to have you on board and part of this, what I think, and you've said this many times, Tony, what 30% of evangelical Christians are not registered to vote, and if simply they'd register to vote and vote, this election wouldn't be close. This is the most important election in the history of this country when it comes to these fundamental principles, and we have a moral obligation, you're right, to pray, number one, but also to pledge and to actually go out and vote on Election Day.
Well, folks, I want to encourage you to do just that, to register for I Pledge Sunday. Go to ipledgesunday.org or simply go to frcradio.org and you can follow the links there. And if your church is not registered, encourage your church to sign up for this special nationwide Sunday night service on Sunday, September the 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. All the information is on the website, frcradio.org or ipledgesunday.org. Also, while you're there, go ahead and take the pledge. I pledge to vote. You can do that on that site as well. Well, Senator Santorum mentioned the pick of Paul Ryan by Mitt Romney as his running mate. Well, let's take a look at Paul Ryan. Joining me after the break is going to be Senior Vice President of FRC Action, Tom McCluskey, and we're going to kind of break down the Paul Ryan record and let you know where he stands. All that and more coming up right here on Washington Watch Radio in just a moment. Hello, this is Tony Perkins, President of the Family Research Council in Washington, and I want to invite you to be a part of a special event, I Pledge Sunday, call to faith, family, and freedom. It's a nationwide simulcast that will gather Christians together from across denominational and ethnic lines for a special Sunday night church service that will focus on the urgent issues facing America. It's I Pledge Sunday. It'll be September the 9th. The 90-minute program will provide concise messages on Christian citizenship, the dangers and immorality of our growing national debt, the sanctity of life, traditional marriage, religious freedom, and how each of us as Christians can be a part of advancing faith, family, and freedom. Again, it's I Pledge Sunday, September the 9th, from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. To find out more, go to ipledgesunday.org. Be a part of advancing faith, family, freedom in America. Welcome back to Washington Watch Weekly. I'm Tony Perkins. Mitt Romney's selection of Congressman Paul Ryan has drawn many reactions from pundits across the country. Many Americans still don't know much about the congressman, and that's why you have the Family Research Council. Joining me now is FRC Senior Vice President for FRC Action, Tom McCluskey. Tom knows Ryan's history well, and he has recently published a backgrounder, which you can get a copy of if you go to frcradio.org. That's frcradio.org. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's start off with, I mean, a lot of people did not know him. You know, those that really don't follow this stuff a lot. If you follow it a lot, especially with the budget issue as of late, you clearly have seen his name because he was right in the middle of the budget debate over the last 2 years. But let me ask you, what was your first reaction when you heard the Ryan pick?
It was somewhat mixed, but it was encouraging. It was a dynamic pick, and I think it was a pick that showed Governor Romney is thinking about governing. He's not thinking about the campaign as much as what he can do to help and change America for the better.
I agree with that. Clearly, we see that Paul Ryan is kind of seen as a policy wonk. I mean, he's actually somebody who sits down, writes legislation, works with the budget. He knows the budget inside out. But I'd add to that, I actually think it shows that Mitt Romney was thinking outside the box politically as well. I mean, I think this was kind of an unexpected throw kind of deep. People thought he would take Rob Portman, who I like, Rob Portman, or Tim Pawlenty, who's another personal friend. But Paul Ryan kind of shakes things up a little bit.
Right. And if you remember, the Democrats in 2010 ran against Paul Ryan. And we all know how well that turned out for the Democrats. So I'm sure he was looking at some of those poll numbers and that the current fiscal crisis has made people more serious to look at things and how things have to be different now.
Well, I want to get into some specifics in just a moment. I know you got some notes from your backgrounder that you put together on Paul Ryan. I did this past week talk with Governor Mitt Romney about the pick. I congratulate him because I think it was a bold pick. I think Paul Ryan is not only a spot on when it comes to the fiscal issues, but according to the issues that we measure, he's doing pretty good on the social issues as well.
Right. I mean, on the pro-life issue, there's no doubt where he stands. He's very strong on the life issue, has always voted the right way, and it has also put out some really great statements on it. And when we've talked to him personally, he's talked about how he feels it's at least at the core of his heart, if not always in his policies.
And he has spoken out recently as it pertained to the healthcare mandate that came out with the contraceptive mandate that was a violation of religious freedom.
Right. He was quite often on the news. He seemed to be the point man for the House Republicans on this issue, which was a surprising move, but it clearly showed how versatile the congressman is.
You're listening to the Washington Watch Weekly edition, and joining me now is Tom McCluskey, Senior Vice President of FRC Action. We're talking about Mitt Romney's announcement from last weekend about picking Paul Ryan as his running mate. On the voter guide or the scorecard for FRC and this present Congress, I believe he had a 90% rate.
He had a 90%. There was a very tough vote that a lot of good people got hit on involving the continuing resolution and Planned Parenthood or D.C. funding of abortions. But traditionally, he's up there in the 100%, he just voted the right way on a lot of tough issues, things like protecting marriage in the military, of course, on the life issue, on other things, Planned Parenthood funding, and on religious liberty.
Now, I do want to mention there's one area on the scorecard that I've seen in the backgrounder that he did not vote with FRC on, and I think as we fairly evaluate all of these candidates and potential candidates, we want to bring you, you know, where they stand on the issues that you care about. And Tom, one of those issues was on the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which we have some real concerns about.
We do. And on that issue, it's one of those that I think a lot of politicians need to be educated on. Governor Romney supported it on the state level, but opposes it on the federal level. And with Paul Ryan, he supported both on the state and the federal level. That is something that we do need to talk to him about.
What else will our listeners find on this backgrounder that you've put together on Paul Ryan that might be of interest to them to take a look at?
Well, two things. One, his view on economic policies, he describes himself as more following Thomas Aquinas than Ayn Rand. It is very clear when he's doing his economic policies, his faith is in there, and he understands that. Here's a great quote from him that if we keep growing government in debt, we will crowd out the civil society. Those charities, those churches, those institutions in our local communities that do the most to actually have a human touch to help people in need, that is what we want to empower. That's what we want to improve on.
That sounds like Aquinas.
Exactly. And the second, well, maybe two things is, one, he used to drive the Wienermobile, or it's reported he drove the Wienermobile. And two, he's a very avid bow hunter who will sometimes make his own sausage as well as his own bratwurst.
Now, let me clarify for our listeners, driving the Wienermobile, he was working for Oscar Mayer.
Right.
Wiener. It's not like he just had like the Batmobile or the Wienermobile.
Right.
Okay. All right. All right. If you see the Wienermobile, yeah, pay attention. It could be Paul Ryan driving, right?
Or the next vice president.
Could be. Tom McCluskey, thanks so much for joining us. As always, appreciate your insights from Capitol Hill.
Thank you.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today, but I do want to remind you, go to the website frcradio.org. There you will find all the information we talked about today. You'll be able to sign up for I Pledge Sunday. You won't want to miss that event, September the 9th, Sunday night, a nationwide church service coming to you live from Charlotte, North Carolina. A whole list of speakers. You'll know most of them, if not all of them. Again, frcradio.org. And also, get the backgrounder while you're there on, well, looks like Mitt Romney's running mate, and they head into the convention this coming week down in Tampa, Florida. Well, thank you for your prayers and for your support during these challenging times here for us at FRC. We're very encouraged by the outpouring of support that we've had. And we consider the fact that we're here representing you. We're advancing and defending faith, family, and freedom for you as we prayerfully stand for you and for yours.
Washington Watch Weekly is a production of the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. For more information on anything you heard today, or if you'd like to find out how you can support the ongoing efforts of the Family Research Council, you can reach us by phone at 866-372-1212. Or you can partner with us online at www.frcradio.org. Washington Watch Weekly is sponsored by the Family Research Council.